learned the Mishnah yesterday that the Malchei Yisrael, if you have a Jewish king ruling over Eretz Yisrael, that's called Malchus Yisrael. If he was appointed before Nissan, but it comes Nissan, it's already Shana Shnia. And if you have a non-Jewish king over Eretz Yisrael or a king of Chutzlar, it's not called Malchus Yisrael. So then, world history, the year begins with Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, with Rosh Hashanah. And you write Shana Shnia. The significance of writing in a document in a shtar, the date, what's the writing as well? It says, what's an afkamina for shtar halvoy? There are two kinds of halvoy. There's a milva balpeh, and there's a milva $1,000. And I don't have a shtar. But I lent you the money. You have to pay me back the $1,000. Milva b'shtar, the loiva writes a shtar and he gives it to the malva, signed by Adam, and the shtar says that he borrowed $1,000 from him. What's the nefkemina halacha l'maisa between milva b'shtar and milva b'peh? So there are two differences, basically, halacha l'maisa. One difference is the loiva believed to say paraiti. If the loiva is going to say loy lavisi, I never borrowed, the Adam are going to come and testify that he lent him $1,000. So he can't say lo lavisi, but can he say paraiti? So if you have a milva balpeh, the loiva, just like the loiva is believed to say lo lavisi, is believed to say paraiti. That's kofer hakol. Kofer hakol menator doesn't have to swear at all. It's only a takanam of the rabbanon that he swears what we call the shvuas heses. And Tosfos Shita is the shvuas heses was niskino in the days of the Amoraim Achreinim, in the later days of the Amoraim. Unlike Rashi interprets a Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah Shavuos already has the concept of Shavuos Heses. The Tosfos rejects it, and we assume like Tosfos. It was instituted in the days of the later Amoraim, because the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin writes a Loshen, V'hashta dekaimolon, now bisman hazen, the days that we're editing the Talmud Bavli, and today we have a din that was introduced in the later days of the Amoraim, that there's a concept of Shavuos Heses. So the Gemara says a certain din changes. The Edom wouldn't be believed. There'll be no Ge'er be'edusim. But Shliach Nase Edom. The Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin. So Shavuos Heses is a din medrabban. But let's say on the level of the Raisa. So in a milva balpeh, the loiv is believed to say, he's not believed to say loyla visi. The Edom will come and say that he borrowed, but he's believed to say paraiti. Milva b'shtar, he's not believed to say paraiti. Why not? Because shtocha b'yadi, my boy. If you really paid back the $1,000, how come I'm still holding on to the shtar? You wouldn't pay me back the money unless I would give you the shtar, unless I would rip up the shtar. If I don't give it back, that's ridiculous. The fact that I'm the malva still holding on to the shtar is a right that the loiva didn't pay back. That's one difference between milva b'shtar and milva b'peh, whether the loiva is believed to say paraiti. The other difference is the Mishnah in the end above a basra, the very end above a basra, milva b'shtar. Not only is there shibud guf that you can collect from the loiva, the shibud chasin. If the loiva borrowed money, the loiva borrowed $1,000 from me, and he gave me a shtar halvoy, and he writes in the shtar halvoy that he owes me $1,000. The kol nechasim mishubadim l'chayv zeh, all of his property means the karkos. All of his karkos are mishubit. Then he goes and he sells the karka to somebody else. So the loiva dies, and I go to collect from the yisaimim. So I go to collect from the Yisam, they never borrowed the money. Why do they have to pay? The father borrowed the money, he had a right to borrow the money. Then he died, so the Yisam never obligated themselves. So nonetheless, the din is, if you have milver b'shtar, you can collect from the Yisam, and you can collect from the Lukuchas. Why is that? Even though there's no Shibud Aguf, the Yisam and the Lukuchas never borrowed the money, they never accepted a personal obligation, but there's what we call a Shibud Nechasim. The karkos when it's shtabdom. So that shibin nechasim is only if you have a milva b'shtar. So if you're going to collect from the lekuchas, the loiva sold this karka to the lekuchas. So you have to know exactly, the shtar halva has to have a date on it. You have to know when did the halva take place, and that from that time on, when did the loiva give the shtar to the malva? Could be the halva took place last month, and the loiva gives the shtar to the malva a month later. So then the shibud nechasim only begins mikana l'habo after the loiva. The date on the shtar has to be the date of the shtar, not the date of the halva a month ago. If the avot took place a month ago, it's a milva balpeh. You make it into a milva bishtar today. So you have to write today's day. The shim lechasim begins from today on. So that's what the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Masechet Shviyos. If you have a shtar choyv hamukdam, they wrote the wrong date in the shtar choyv. The loyva borrowed money. He borrowed $1,000 a year ago. And then the malva is nervous. He wants to be secure that the loyva is going to pay the debt. So he asks the loyva, please authorize Adam to write a shtar. And he gives the shtar today. And they wrote this man from a year ago. A year ago was a shibur aguf, but there wasn't a shibur nechasim. And this is going to be misleading. If you have a shtar halvoya and it has a date from a year ago, so the malva may later on go to collect from the lekuchas who bought the karkos from the loyva in between the halvoya and the time that he got to shtar. So that's not legitimate. The malva has no right to collect those karkos. So that's what the Mishnah says in Shviyas. Shtar chayv hamugdam is possible. Exactly what to what extent is it possible? So that's the bottom Tosfos, the one line Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi says there are two differences between a milva bishtar and a milva balpeh. A milva bishtar, the loyva cannot say paraita because shtorcha biyodei my boy. The fact that I'm still holding on to the shtar is a raya that the loyva didn't pay. And then the second nafkamina is if you have a milva bishtar, you can collect from the lekuchas because it adds on shibun achasim. Milva balpeh, there's only shibur aguf. Milva bishtar, there'll be shibur nechosim. So true, if you have a shtar choyv hamukdom, and you ascertain that this man is kakai, they wrote down this man of the halva, instead of adding this man of the ksivas hashtar, the mesiras hashtar, they wrote this man of the halva. So it's puzzle. So Rashi learns puzzle to collect from the lekuchas. Puzzle to collect from lekuchas, but it's still a good shtar choyv that proves that he borrowed the money and he never paid back the money. So let's say the malvus, a man holds on to a shtar that says the loyva borrowed money from him and has a date, and when the witnesses come and they ascertain the date is wrong, it's a shtar choyv mukdam, but still it's no good for to collecting from the lekuchas, but it's still good to prove shtar choyv biyodei my boy that the loyva didn't pay. That's Rashi shita, and Tosfos says that it's wrong. The lo yitachin kamo shepirashnu sham. Tosfos says in Bav Metzia, they have a long Tosfos where they show that Rashi is not right. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says, how can it be? It's like Edim give a whole Haggadah Edus, and part of the Edus is Sheker. It has the wrong date for the Shibun Lechasim. So the whole star is no good. The star is a Haggadah Edus. So the whole star is not acceptable. The Ravelva Lesolovetchik explains that the gigantic, the big Tosfos, Diva Masra, the Shtaris, the Snan, is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos with the Shita Sam and the bottom Tosfos. So I'll explain it. I'll explain what it is like this. This din that we just pointed out, that if the loyva gave the malva a shtar, and then later the loyva tainas lo lavisi. So the Edom come and they say, we were there when he borrowed the money. So you can't say lo lavisi. It's contradicted by the Edom. What if he says paraiti? So if it's a milva bal peh, just like the loyva is believed to say lo lavisi, is believed to say paraiti. But if it's a milva bishtar, he cannot say paraiti because shtarcha biyodei my boy. The fact that the malva is still holding on to the shtar is a raya. It's a strong hachache that the loyva didn't pay yet. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in a tshuva is bothered with Akasha. There is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Can you be motzi mamon based on a roiv? So we paskan like Shmuel in holcha b'mamon achar haroiv. We have a klal hamotzi machaver all of haraya. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama. The Gemara first says in Bava Kama daf memvav on the base. That there's a pasuk that you learn out from that pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he said, "Aaron Bechur will take care of all the din." Tar Migbal Dvarim Yigash Shalem. So Gemara interprets that pasuk Migbal Dvarim Yigash Shalem. The Torveya wants to be Moitzi Mamon from the Nitva, from the Muchzak, and Moitzi Machavera all of Haraya. The one who wants to be Moitzi Mamon from a Muchzak has to bring Haraya. So the Gemara says you don't need a pasuk for that. That's as far as Pshuta. This common sense dictates like that. How can you take the word of the Torah? I say you owe me $1,000. Of course I have to prove it. You're muchzak on the money. Possession is 9/10 of the law. I can't be motzi mamon without a right. So the Gemara says it's a dover pashut. You don't need a pasuk for that. So the Bnei Yeshua writes in different places based on Gemara, is that that's how, and then the Gemara interprets the pasuk, it tells you a totally different din. In this kaka metal tavetchil. So the Pnei Yeshua said that's only superficially. But when you learn all the Gemaras about Hamotzim Machaber Olav Harai, you'll come to the realization that it's not not everything is a Sfar Pshuta. It must be that it's a Xeris HaKosav. Why? Because it cannot be that everything that's included in Hamotzim Machaber Olav Harai is a Sfar Pshuta. It's not a Sfar Pshuta. It's a Machloikas Rabbi Shmuel, where it could be Motzi Momen based on a Roiv. We pass it cannot be Motzi Momen. And usually Roiv is good. The Gemara says Roiv is good in Nisa Beheter, Lahokel, Lahachmer. Rav is even good to give Ayanish Misa. The Gemara says, despite the fact that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Samach Tes Samad Aleph, the Gemara says, even though there's a pasuk v'hitzila ho'eda, we always bend over backwards to acquit the Nidon in Malkus and in Misa. But if there's a Rav that says that he's Chayv Misa, we follow the Rav. That's a Gemara like that. We follow that. There's a questionable Rambam. Rambam says you don't give Ayanish Misa based on a Rav. So Rav it is. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes says there more Gemaras that say you even give din in the fashas based on a roiv. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that roiv is good in Isa the Heter and roiv is even good in din in the fashas, but to be moitzi mamon from a muchzik is a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. And Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel, ain halcha b'mamon achar roiv. Whenever there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, so the Gemara says in the end of Chayrus, that usually, Ruba de Ruba, when in the next generation they voted to decide how to pass on halacha, so Ruba de Ruba, Hilchos HaKarab, Yisure, Ukushmo, Bedine. In Isa Vehetu, usually we pass on like Rab, and in Dina Mammon, it's Ruba de Ruba, we pass on like Shmo. There are exceptions to the rule. It's not a rule. It's just in the next generation when they were voting, so the consensus always was, it turned out like that. Ruba de Ruba, of the cases of Isa Vehetu, the majority, the consensus was like Rab. In Ruba de Ruba, the cases of Dinei Mamonos, the consensus was like Shmo. There are exceptions because it's not a. The Republicans don't always have to vote Republican, and the Democrats don't have to always vote Democrats. Not a din. You always pass like Rabbi. You always pass like Shmo. You follow whatever the consensus is. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. How can you say that everything is a svara? Everything is a svara, but it's not so muchrach if it's machloek. It's Rabbi Shmo. There's so many other dinim also. So that's famous for the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua and Gitna.
I understand, but the basic svara that a muzik has to bring a raya, that the moiti has to bring a raya versus the muzik, that we don't need a pasuk for. That's a svara.
That's a svara. But you can't say you don't need a pasuk at all, because there are a lot of details in the halacha of hamotzi mechaber olav haraya that we wouldn't know b'tzad a svara. So it must be that you do need a xeris harkosa.
That's all from the pasuk, or the pasuk is only telling the basic idea that the moitzi needs the raya, not the muzik, but not all these
parties. So the basic din that the Gemara says that's a svar, you don't need that, but you have to have a pasuk to tell you that there's a xeris hakosuv, that even with the svar, common sense doesn't really support the muksa. You need a pasuk for that. That even roiv is no good. L'hotzi mamon miyad hamuksa. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Reb Shimon Shkop in his sefer rejects that Pnei Yeshua. He thinks that everything is common sense. But how can it be? It's machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel. What the din is? So you see, it's not so muchrok what the common sense is. So Rabbi Kivega has this kasha in the tshuva. He says that if I have a little bit of shar, I say I lent you $1,000, you never paid back. You say, yeah, you lent me the money, I did pay back. I have shar. The shtar says, I lent you the money. The shtar doesn't say you didn't pay back. But the fact that I still have the shtar, how can it be that you paid me back the money and you trusted me on $1,000 or more? You trusted me that I'm going to rip off the shtar. You wouldn't have paid me back the money unless I were to render the shtar and I'll rip it up. So the fact I'm still holding on to the shtar, my boy, the fact I'm still holding on to the shtar is an umdin, it's a raya that you still owe me the money. So Rabbi Kivega asked in the tshuva, that ain halchem mamon chayes. It's good to be moitzi mamon from the muchzor. So Rabbi Kivega's teretz, I think, is a tshuva's yana. There are several collections of tshuvas for Kivega. This is the second volume of tshuvas. Rabbi Kivega's teretz is that sometimes the divinity is derived. There's 51%, 61%, 71%, 81%, 91%, 99.99%. Kivega has, based on he gave Mark Remus, that in Hochmamanach HaRai means it's 85%. But if 95% raivas, a very, very strong raiv, then you are moitzi mamon miyada muchzik. So the raiv of shtocha miyada, my boy is so strong, he gave me moitzi mamon miyada muchzik. That's what Rabbi Kivega answers. Rabbi Baruch Ber, in his sefer, I think I'm Bob Mitzi, in the Bruch HaShmuel, quotes in the name Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. I don't think I would understood what he says, but Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say this over. And that's what Rabbi Baruch Ber said. Also in the name Rabbi Chaim, that Rabbi Chaim explained as follows. There is a Tosfos in Gittin, and Dalet Amud Aleph, but Tosfos raises the question, the Gemara practices would be that men would divorce their wife. Recently, in the last few centuries, man would divorce his wife, he would give her a get. So the get would be a shtar kinyan. There are two types of shtar. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar right. Shtar kinyan is, I want to be mekadosh and isha b'shtar. We don't do that. We give a ring. So when mekadosh b'shove kesef, shove kesef is kikesef. But if man doesn't give a ring, he gives a shtar and he writes in the shtar, hariat mukadeshesli, so that's a shtar kinyan. The shtar creates the kiddushin. Then a man is married, he wants to get the divorce. He gives his wife a shtar kinyan to create the gerushin, to cancel the issues. That's a shtar kinyan. So a shtar kinyan affects a change. It's a shtar right. Let's sell you a house. You made a kinyan, you paid money, karkas, nikmas, v'kesef, or you made a kinyan chazoke, you put up a fence. No, God, our parats, you put up a fence, took down a fence, whatever. You locked the door, you opened the door, you made a kinyan on the karka. You made it, can you guess it, but you made it, can you guess it, then you would like to have the shtar. So I write to a shtar, to I admit in the presence of two witnesses that I sold the shtar and it belongs to them. So they write an argument, that's not a shtar. That shtar doesn't accomplish that the karka now transfers ownership and now belongs to the lakeach. The karka already belonged to the keach last year. He sold the shtar, he made me the kesef. Karka's nickname is Bekesev, Karka's nickname is Bechazoke. That's only a shtar raya. That's a shtar not affecting a change, it just serves as a raya. So there's a shtar kinyan, so a man divorces his wife, he gives her a get, and the husband moves to California. And then the wife wants to remarry. So the question is, will the woman marry? My children went to yeshiva with her children in the neighborhood. The husband disappears, and the best time I had one day when she got divorced. The best knowledge of all of the neighbors, the woman is a lineage's dish. The husband disappeared. So maybe he had divorced her. Maybe he left her. So the wife says that he divorced her. Is the woman then menaced to say that her husband divorced her? No. She's in the menace. So don't you be careful. And she's chesed's dish. So she's not in the menace to say that she is divorced. So the practice in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, till the days of the Achrayim, practice used to be the woman rolled on to the get. So the get would initially serve as a shtar kinyan to break the marriage, to cancel the issue, to accomplish the gerushin, and then she would hold on to the get, continue hold on to the get. The get would serve as the shtar raya, that as a proof that she was divorced. But the Yadim, when did the Yadim sign the get? The Yadim signed the get when the husband was interested in divorcing my wife. They don't know if the get was given. Let's say the husband wrote the get in New York and then they sent it to California. The wife moved to California before they got divorced. So the Adam signed the get in New York, then they sent it to California and they do a shliach. The shliach sheni gives the get to the isha. So the get is given to the isha. We say that the get was given. The husband authorizes the Adam to sign when he expresses an interest in divorcing his wife. So when the Adam signed the get, all they know is he expressed an interest in divorcing her. They don't know if he actually divorced her. And then maybe when he divorced her, maybe when the get was given in California, maybe the get was put on the table and the woman picked it up. And that's the ABC of Hilchas Git. Now, Tli Gitach Magabi Karka is no good. The husband, you need Venosa, you need an estia. You need a shliach to go to California and deliver the get to the isha and put it in her hand. If the mailman just sent it in the mail, then it's no good. It's like, get up on the character. This one is thing that the ABC of the will is getting. Then Tessa says also, you have to raise the king of the other one. The husband gives the get to the wife. You have two aides watching. So who said they were waiting, watching when the get was given in California? How do you know the get was given in the presence of two agents? So Tosfos raises all these questions in Gittin Avdallah Mraf. So Tosfos writes, Mistamach kol b'hech shanas, since the probability is, the likelihood is, that everything is probably done kedin, so it's good. So what do you mean? We allow the woman to remarry based on Mistamach kol b'hech shanas, based on the Ruba d'Leisa Kamon. So Rav Chaim explained, basically it says this in the Peyushua, and the Nesivos quotes this Peyushua and makes a big state out of it. Whenever you have a shtar, so the witnesses, the Eidei Chasim who sign on the shtar, are testifying to what they knew at the time that they signed. So when the Eidim sign again, they are testifying to the fact that they know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's all. When they get this now in the hands of the woman, she claims the husband arranged to have a shliach give me the get. Not that the mailman, the Goyisha mailman, delivered the get the mail. The husband thought that the shliach gave me the get. I didn't pick it up from the table. He put it in my hand and asked the other. And there were two Adim watching at the time. We asked her all the questions. Yeah, there were two Kashmirim watching at the time the shliach gave the get to the woman. So if the woman claims the get is a Kashmirim get, so we start called Hechshen Aser. And then if Yeshua explains, they say Yemaris, and the Sibus likes this, he said from Yeshua, whatever is Mislama HaKol Bech Shanas is considered as if this too is included in the Haggadah Seders of the Shtar. The Eidim, when they signed the get, all the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's as far as they know. And it could be a day after they signed the get, they died. It could be the get was delivered to the woman for the monitor a year later. But still, you can't say Adam at the time, they weren't around at the time the get was delivered in California. They live in New York, they started to get in New York. After the get is given to the woman, and she claims that everything was done properly, it was done on rabbinic supervision, there were Adam, and it was in the scene, and so on, everything was behesher. We say, all of this is included in the Haggadah Seders of the get. How do you know that this is so? So the Gemara says, let's say I come, I have a document, and the document says that you borrowed $100,000 from me. I come to business, I say, I want you to pay $100,000. You say, I don't know who in the world you are. I never saw you before in my life. I never borrowed any money from you. So the din mid the rabbanon is that I can't collect $100,000 unless I make kiyum mashtar. I have to have people testify that this is their handwriting, or other Adam testify that this is the handwriting of Reuben and Shimon, who supposedly signed the get. Or we check, let's say they have in the bank, they deposit a check that we got to their name, and we know the way they signed their signature. So we compare Dimoy HaChasimas, we compare the signatures on the get with the way they sign when they endorse a check. So we see that this is an authentic signature. So the Rabbanan, you need Kiyum HaShtar. But in the Torah, I come with a document that says you borrowed $100,000 from me. You say you don't know who in the world I am. You never saw me before. I'm a liar. You never borrowed a penny from me. So the Minat Torah, the din is that you have to pay me the money. Maybe the whole shtar is mezuyif. So the Gemara says no. Like Rish Lash says, maximum al shtar, nasi kemisha nechkere edusim bebezin. The whole need for kiyum hashtar is only mid the rabbanim. Minat Torah, they assume that's a sasha. Why? She writes on Gittin, the chotzif inish lizayufe. The ruba de leisa kamon is that a person wouldn't have the nerve to be mezayif ashtar, to forge ashtar. Not everybody is so honest. If there's a way to get $100,000, let's say a multimillionaire died, and I'm going to forge a document with two signatures of witnesses, he died. I'll come to the children and I'll say, I'm sorry, your father passed away, but he owed me $100,000. Here's a shtar. And I forged the whole document. So true, most people wouldn't do it. Most people are honest, but there are dishonest people. So why does the Gemara say, it's considered as if it's a Haggadah Seder? And you don't, the whole need for Kiyum HaShtar is on the Rabbanan. Maybe the whole thing is mezuyif. So the answer is, the shtar is made on itself that it's emes. The shtar is made on its up to Edomis. And the Gemara says, let's say Edom will come. Edom will come and say, we never signed that shtar. It's mizuf. So the Gemara says, on the level of the Raisa, it's kibin shehigad shubin echazer magid. Since the document has the two signatures, it's considered as if the Haggadah says that's authentic. When the same two witnesses come and they say, we never signed it, or another two witnesses come and they say, it's mezuyaf, the Gemara will consider it shehe. And if it's the same two witnesses, the Gemara says, kim shehigad shubin echazer magid. Why? Because you see from the Gemara and Ksubis in the Sekhtere that a shtar is made on the top of the kosher. So that's where Rab Chaim pointed out, you see from that Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and Gittin, Dalet Amud Aleph, whatever is probably the case is considered as if the shtar includes Haggadah Seder on that. So that's where Rab Baruch quoted the name of Rab Chaim, that's the answer to Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Rabbi Kivega asked the Kasha, how can you collect? If I have a little bishtar and I say I lent you $10,000 and you say paraiti, so you're not believed to say paraiti against a milvah bishtar because shtarch of the other, my boy. If it's true that you paid up, it couldn't be. If you really paid up the chav, you wouldn't pay up the debt of $10,000 unless I surrendered the shtar to you because I can go collect the second time. So Mistama, since the roiv is, since the probability is Torah Chaviyad in my boy, it's not that the emotzi moment based on a roiv. Since that's the roiv, Torah Chaviyad in my boy is a roiv, so I say, kol ze kolol b'hashtar, all of this is included in the shtar. It's considered as if the shtar testifies, lova v'shaloi pora. It's not that the shtar only says lova, and loi pora is a ruba de leisa kamon. Since the probability is that he probably didn't pay up, because Torah Chaviyad in my boy, that too is included in Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. Not only that, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a very mechudosh dik arayvid. Arayvid has this to an extreme, in an extreme case. There is a machloikas, the Rambam and the arayvid, the Mishnah and Gittin says like this, when a woman appoints a shliach le kabbalas haget, the din is v'shliach, that's the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. That the husband can make a shliach lohelocha saget, or the wife can make a shliach lekabola saget. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, if the wife appoints a shliach lekabola saget, she has to appoint the shliach in the presence of two witnesses. You need edus lekim adava. Just like you need edus lekim adava for the actual Kiddushin, or the actual mesiras saget, so the Gemara says you need, the Mishnah says you need Eidus L'Kim Adavar when the wife appoints a Shlech L'Kabbalah Saget. Does the same din apply when the husband appoints a Shlech L'Halacha Saget? So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin. And two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam has a Mechudosh Dik Shita that only the woman who makes a Shlech L'Kabbalah Saget requires Eidus L'Kim Adavar. When the husband makes a Shlech L'Halacha Saget, that's like a man making a shliach to be mafresh truma, that you don't need edus l'kim adava. That's a regular, normal din in kol ha-tarchula. Whatever person has bailus on something, I have the ability, I can sell my house, so I can appoint a shliach to sell a house on my behalf. And just like if I sell a house, you don't need edus l'kim adava. So when I appoint a shliach to sell a house for me, you don't need edus l'kim adava. If there'll be a machlokes later, if there'll be a friction, there'll be a dispute, what happened, then you'll have to have witnesses to ascertain. But if everybody believes everybody else, there's no need for Eidus L'Kim Adover when you appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma, and there's no need for Eidus L'Kim Adover when a man appoints a shliach to sell a house for him or to buy a house for him, and there's no need for Eidus L'Kim Adover when a man appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife or to give kiddushin to his wife. But the wife's ability to appoint the shliach, that's kula chiddush. That's what the Yerushalmi says. This is a famous Yerushalmi that the Nesivos made famous. Nesivos quotes it, the Rishonim. And Perek Ezel Neshach, the Rishonim have this Yerushalmi, that the shliach always has to be appointed by the one who's the balabos. Shlucho shal balamomen. So the get can really be given. We observe a chemder ben Gershom today that you're not allowed to give a get bal korcha. The husband is not allowed to divorce his wife against her wishes. And some Rishonim claim that it's an Issa deraisa. The Cherem that Rabbeinu Gershom only was, if you do it, he puts you in Cherem. Cherem is a curse, that the person who does this should drop dead. Like in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes, Cherem hakadmonim shelo lahakosa sishtoi. In the early days of the Rishonim, they made a Cherem. Whoever hits his wife, what minatar it's mutter to hit your wife, it's only a cherem, only an isa derabbanan. No, it's an isa deraisa to hit your wife. You're not allowed to hit anybody. Lo yosef ben yosef. But a person who hits someone doesn't deserve to drop dead. A cherem means a curse. The Gemara says in Elam Megalchen, the third parak in Moed Katan, a cherem is oisius ramach, ches resh mem, the same letters as resh mem ches. It's a curse that the Bezdin gives to the person, it should seep into his bones and he should drop dead. So that's the idea of a cherem. So you can have an Issa deraisa. It could even be that it's a Chubas Haran. The Beis Yosef quotes a Chubas Haran, that a man gets married, he commits himself to love, honor, and cherish his wife and treat her like a queen, like a princess. Then he goes and he divorces her against her wishes and he marries his secretary. So that's a violation of his marriage commitments when he got married. So the Chuvah Saran assumes that to give a get bal korcha to the woman will often constitute an Issa deraisa, but you still need the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. The cherem is that whoever divorces his wife bal korcha deserves to drop dead. That's a curse that they give.
Is it possible?
No. The Pashto said the get is not possible. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about that. But the Pashto said the get is not possible. So the question is, the Rishonim say, why do you need two psukim? Mishilach melam shabala es hashlich, v'shilcha melam shahuisha es hashlich. Once you have a pasuk that there's an institution of shlichus, the husband can point to shlich to give the get to the wife, so you learn out from that to call out Torah Kula. The man can make the shlich by kiddushin, he can make a shlich to sell real estate, to buy real estate. They learn out from one pasuk for kol atar kula. So why do you need two drushes? Malamet shayisha esu shliach. Why do you need a separate pasuk for the isha? The Rishonim asked that. So the Tosfos HaRoshim says, I think it's the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin. I would have thought that the wife is not in a position. She's not a balabas on gerushin. She can't initiate the gerushin, and the husband can give her the get bal korcha. Her das doesn't count at all. He has the right, maybe it's an avera, maybe he doesn't have the right, he has the ability to get off, she's totally passive. So if she's not a balabas on the kinyan of the shtar, the husband is the balabas. Usually, let's say I want to sell you real estate, I want to marry a girl. So the girl has to agree, the boy has to agree, we both have to agree. I want to sell you real estate, the mocher has to agree, and the lekech has to agree. By a get, it all depends on the baal. So that's what the Rishami has a lashon. The shliach always is appointed by the one who is a bailam. And the shliach has to be shluchel shel bala mamon. I sell you a house, so I own the house, and you own the money. I want $500,000 for the house. So you're the bailam on the money, so you can appoint the shliach. You're the bala mamon on paying the cash. I'm the bala mamon on the house that I'm selling you. So each one has the ability to appoint the shliach, the moicher and the lekech. Each one can make the shliach, but the isha, the get isha, the woman should not have the ability to appoint a shliach like Kabbalah. So that's kula chiddush. So you need a separate pasuk for that, even though you have a pasuk b'shilach. Malam shabbalah is a shliach, and from there I extrapolate to kula terakula that there's a shliach by kiddushin, there's a shliach by hafrashas karbonis, the shliach and hafrashas truma, everything. There's always a shliach, but by the get isha, you need a pasuk that she has the ability to make a shliach. So that's what the Mishnah, the Rambam understood the Mishnah in Gittin, that the Isha needs Eidus Lekiyam Adover at the time that she appoints the Shliach Lekabola Saget. Why does she need the Eidus Lekiyam Adover? Because that's a Mechudah Parsha of the Shliach Uisha Lekabola Saget. That's a Dovsha B'Yerba Dikadin that doesn't exist in Kol HaTaruk. The husband appoints the Shliach. It's a regular name Shlichus in Kol HaTaruk Kula, standard. The Isha appointing Shlifa Kabbalah Saket is a Gzeres HaKasub Miyuchad, that since it's an institution, Dovah should be ever dik institution, so you need Eidus Lekiyam Adover, like on the Dovah should be ever. So the Rambam understands like that. The Rabbi is the Rambam. The Rambam says, no. Any issue that's relevant to whether the get is chal or not, or the kedushin is chal or not, has to be covered by eidus l'kiyum hadavar. So not only do you need eidus l'kiyum hadavar when the wife appoints a shlich l'kabolas haget, when the husband appoints a shlich l'alochas haget, you also need eidus l'kiyum hadavar. And there's such a machlek as the Rambam and the Rai, but also about the following case. Let's say a man gives his wife a get ala tanai. And he says this get should be valid only on the condition that she pays me $100,000. In the Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar later when she gives him the $100,000. Or that's a questionable case. Let's say a different case. Let's say the following case. Let's say a man gives his wife a get on the condition that it snows on July 28th. And then later on, he decides he wants the get to be chal even if it doesn't snow. So he has the Rambam and the Ravid both agree. There's a big machlokes, a Rishonim had to read the Gemara and Ksuvos. So the Rambam and the Ravid both understand, not like the Rashba, the thing is mechilas tanai. If I say, Harezi Gitach on the condition that it snows on July 28th, and July 28th comes and it goes and it didn't snow, and get was bitla tanai, so there's bitla aget. So now it's too late. Now I can't say, I want to get to Bichal even if it doesn't snow. You have to get back to get and do it all over again. Maybe it'll work if you do it all over again. But if July 28th didn't come yet, and then the husband decided, let's say, a boy and a girl want to get married, and he says, he gives her a ring, he says, Hariya Mekudeshesli, if it snows on July 28th. Then they see it's coming, July 28th is coming, it doesn't look like it's going to snow, and they really want to get married, and they both make up, the Kiddushin should be chal, even if it doesn't snow. So the Rashba says, there is no such thing as Mechilas HaTanai. Since the Kiddushin was done ala Tanai, the Tanai is a Tanai, and if it doesn't snow, it's fine. Kiddushin am not chal. And the Rambam and the Ravid say, no, there's such a thing as Mechilas HaTanai. They can both make up by Kiddushin, you need both of them have to agree. But get the belief as what the husband says, because you discount what the wife, you don't need Dasuisha, so you don't care what she says. So let's say by Kiddushin, if the husband and wife both make up, the Kiddushin should be Chal. Even if it doesn't snow, so we say that the Rambam and the Ravid, well, the Kiddushin will be Chal, it doesn't snow. The Rambam and the Ravid, do you need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar and the Mechilas HaTanai? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says you only need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar and the actual Kiddushin and the actual get. And the Mechilas HaTanai and the Mina HaShlichis, you don't need Eidus L'kiyum. You only need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar when the wife appoints the Shliach, the Kabbalah HaGet, because that's a Dov Shebe'er V'dikah Din. That's a unique Din that only applies by a Get Isha. Even though the husband appointing a shliach is relevant to whether the get is going to be chal, and the mechilas haTanai is also relevant whether the get is going to be chal or not, but initially he gave the get ala Tanai. And still, the Rambam holds all the other side things you don't need Eidus L'kiyum, only when you're expressing das davish biyar. And the woman appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, and when he says harei ze gitach, then you need. And the Ravid's opinion is that you need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar on anything that's relevant to the halois of the Dov Shebe'erva. So the Ravid writes, you need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar when the husband appoints a shliach la'ilochas haget, but in most cases you're going to have it anyway, because the husband gets two witnesses to sign a get, and then he gives the get with the signatures to the shliach, and the shliach goes to the woman, and he's going to deliver the get. So, and let's say, how does the shliach, when the shliach goes to deliver the get to the woman, how does he prove that he's the shliach la'ilochas haget? So we assume in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh in Gittin talks about that. In the beginning of Gittin, how does the husband prove, how does the shliach la'ilochas haget? I may be get from Medina Sayyam. The opening Mishnah Gittin talks a shliach la'ilocha that was appointed by the husband, comes to the woman, and he's about to deliver the get. And he says, I was appointed as a shliach to deliver the get. Here's your get, Baharet Mugureshis. How does he prove that he's the shliach la'ilocha? So the Rosh quotes all the Rishonim. He has to have a shtar harshah. He has to have a document that's signed by two witnesses that says the husband appointed him as a shliach to deliver the get. That's the normal. That's a normal pshat. So the Ravid writes in the Hasagas of the Rambam, you don't need a shtar harshua. The Ravid says the fact that the shliach is holding on to a shtar, his name doesn't appear in the get. The shliach's name doesn't appear. It doesn't even say that there is a shliach. It just says, I, the get always has to be written, I, so-and-so, am divorcing you, my wife. Even though you know the get is going to be given by a shliach, it doesn't matter. It says, I am here, I, Pliny ben Pliny, I'm divorcing my wife, Pliny's bas Pliny, and he writes the name. And you have two signatures signed on the bottom. So the Ravid says, since the get will not be meaningful, will not have any value at all, unless this man is the shliach lo'ilocha, so included in the Haggadah's edus of the get, when the Edom signed the get, all they know at the time is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They didn't know the husband is going to make a shliach lo'ilocha, and they can die the next day before the husband makes it. It doesn't matter. If the get has two signatures, and at the time that they signed two kosher Edom, at the time that they signed, they know that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's all they know. Then they give, they write, they sign the get, they give it to the husband. The husband gives it to the shliach, and he appoints the shliach beino le beino. There's nobody else there. The husband appoints this man as a shliach to bring the get to California. He's going to California anyway. So he says, you're going to California? Give the get to my wife. She lives in California. The shliach comes, and he says, I have a get. What does it have to do with the shliach? Doesn't it have his name? The Ravid says, the get includes a Haggadah Seder that I am the shliach. Because if it wouldn't include that, it would be of no value whatsoever. And that's the halacha. Whenever there's a shtar is made on itself, much more than what the Edom signed. The Edom only signed, they know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. Then we say more than that. Included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar is that I am the shliach lo'ilocha. And that's considered Edus L'Kiyum HaDavar. You don't need two live people, flesh and blood human beings, watching when the husband appoints the shliach. That's if the husband appoints the shliach, beino le beino, there's nobody else there. But the husband gave the shliach the shtar, the get, with the two chasimas. So when the shliach brings the get to the wife in California, he's about to give it, included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar is that he is the shliach. And that's sufficient to satisfy the requirement of Edus L'Kiyum HaDavar and the Minu Shlichas. And the Ravid interprets, there's a Mishnah like that. There's a Mishnah, the Ravid quotes the Mishnah in Gittin. There's a Mishnah in the end of Yevamos that the Amel Mishum Heter Agunis, we allow, let's say, the Romans used to, the time of the Churban HaBayis, they were persecuting the Jews, they were killing a lot of Jews. So they were very, it would be of common practice, they would throw a Jew into a dungeon and he would die from starvation there. So we would be happy if there would be an Eid Echad who would know that he died. It wasn't shach to have two Eidim. We would be lucky if there would be Eid Echad. So in the days of the Tanaim, there was a big dispute. Can you allow a woman to remarry an Aguna? Her husband was arrested by the Roman police and taken away. We don't know what the end of the story. We don't know whether he's alive or dead. Did they kill him? Did they leave him alone? So the Gemara says when they put Rabbi Akiva in prison, they didn't allow him to talk and learning with anybody else. But the Tanaim used to walk in front of the window of his prison and ask him shailas and learning and psak halacha in disguise. So they asked him in code, whether can you rely on Eid Echad to allow an aguna to remarry? So Rabbi Akiva told him the psak from the earlier generations. Yes, it's a question. Why? It's a big discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim, a big discussion, but the Rabbi Kiva gave the psak, and Echad is believed to say Meis Baila. So the Mishnah says, and Echad is believed to be Matam and Aguna Meis Baila. Even a woman is managed to say, I know for a fact her husband is dead. Men Atari need two kosher Eidim men who are not related. And nonetheless, we make a Leid Echad and make a Isha, even the woman herself is managed to say, I know for a fact my husband is dead. She's a Baldover and she's an Isha and she's an Eid Echad. We make a lot on everything. It's a question, how does it work? It should be ever tested and everything is good. But there are Chamish Nashim who are not Nemanis. There are five women who are suspected of, they may give Eid Sheker in order to mess the woman up. So Atzara, if a man is married to two wives, so the two wives will not be thrilled that my husband shares half of his time with the other wife. We're afraid that, sorry, the co-wife may want to mess up this woman. So she'll say the husband is dead in order that this woman should remarry. And then she'll have to get divorced. Really, the husband is alive. And she's giving false testimony in order to mess up this woman. So that's one of the chashash, the tzara. Then if the husband has the husband's mother, the mother, well, traditionally the Mishnah says the mothers-in-law with the daughters-in-law often didn't get along. The mother-in-law with the son-in-law always got along. And the mother-in-law with the daughter-in-law traditionally didn't get along. They always considered it as if the daughter stole their son. This daughter stole their son, and they don't have the same relationship as they used to when the son was single. So the mother-in-law is not nemenis, or the sister-in-law is not nemenis, or a daughter from the first marriage. This woman is married a second marriage to the husband, a daughter from the first husband. So the Mishnah says the chamish noshim are not believed to say meisbah because they're chashudas l'shaker. So you don't believe them, even though we were mekele echad is neman by agunas by meisbaila, but not the chamish noshim who are chashudas l'shaker. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, what if the chamish noshim, one of the chamish noshim comes and she comes to deliver a get to the wife and she says b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam. That's on in the opening Mishnah Gittin. Whenever a shliach v'halacha saget comes to deliver the get from chutz lords, so they made a kana the first Mishnah Gittin. The shliach v'halacha has to be present when the get is written, when the get was signed. And he says, b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. I was there when the Sefer wrote it, l'shma, when the Edom signed it, l'shma, and therefore here's a kashrut again. So maybe the five women who are chashudas l'shaker were not believed to say meis baila. Maybe they shouldn't be believed to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. So the Mishnah says, no, they are nemanis because haksab machia chalov. If the chamish nashim, one of the chamish nashim comes and she says meis baila, he has no shred of evidence at all that meis baila. The husband is missing. Okay, but she can't really prove. She's not nemenis to say meis baila because she's chashuda l'shaker. Maybe she'll want to mess her up to ruin her life. But if she comes and she says, she's holding the get in her hand. So since she has the get, that's already a shtikal raya that the story is true, that the husband did appoint her as a shliach. So the Rabbit says that's what it means in the Mishnah in Gittin, Haksab Mochiach Halav, that included in the Haggadah's Eidus of the Get is that I am the Shliach and everything I say is true, that B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So the Rabbit writes like that. So this is a big Yisoid in Hilchos Shtaros, that whenever you have a Shtar, not only does the Shtar testify about what the Eidim say, maybe the Edom who signed were not bar mitzvah at the time that they signed the shtar. I have a shtar halva that says you owe me $1,000. Maybe the two, you will authenticate the signatures, it's Taka Reuven and Shimon, but maybe they weren't bar mitzvah at the time that they signed the document. So the Gemara says, chazoke has different meanings. It means Ruva de Lesekama, chazoke, and chosma malashtar, and kain nasa godl. It's a Ruba de Lesekama, and they wouldn't have signed the shtar unless they were bar mitzvah, unless they were gedolim at the time that they signed. So whatever is mistama hakol b'hechshanase, we assume the probability is that the Edom were kosher and that he didn't pay loipara, not only lova, loipara, and whatever is probably the case, the chotzi finish liziyufi, Rashi says, normal person were not, Ruba the Ruba of the people were not forged. So if we say the shtar is made on itself, that it's not forged. Even though maybe it's mezuyif. In our Torah, we say the shtar is made on itself, that is not mezuyif. So that's a klal in Hilchos Shtaros. So here a double salvation comes to explain what's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. So the Gemara said over here, what's the relevance, halacha, what's the significance of having this man in the shtar? So the Gemara says, significant for a shtar halvoa. You want to know, a shtar halvoa not only can collect from the loiv, it can collect from the lukuchas. But you have to have the date in the shtar. And if it's a mugdam, then it's no good. It has to have the correct date, not the date of the halvoa, the date that the shtar was given over, the date that the shibin nechasim began. So what if you have a suffix, whether the halvoa preceded the loibis selling, whether the shtar, did the malva have a milva bishtar before the loiva sold the karka, or was the shari written and given over to the malve after the loiva sold the karka? So what's the din if you're mesupik? So Rashi writes on our daf, we're not sure whether there was already a milva bishtar at the time the loiva sold the karka, and therefore there is a shimin lechasim and the malve collect from the lechus, or was the shtar given over to the malve later? In which case, the malva cannot collect from the lukuch. The Rashi writes, whenever you're not sure, so you cannot collect from the lukuch. The malva wants to collect from the lukuch, we're not sure whether there was already a shib in the chasm at the time the lebe sold the karka or not. But that's the cloud the Gemara says, Yad Baal Ashtar, Allah Tachtain, and the Gemara in the first paragraph in Bab Metzia. If we're not sure whether the Baal Ashtar has a right to collect based on the shtar, let's say the shtar says that the malva lent a few dollars to the loiva. It doesn't say how much. So a few dollars probably means at least three. But the malva says that he lent them $1,000. It doesn't say how much. So the Gemara says, Yad Baal Ashtar ala tachtein. It means, Hamotzi Machaveh ala varaya. You can't collect whatever you mesupik, you can't collect. Rashi writes the same way here. If you have a shtar mukdam, you have a shtar, and you're not sure whether the date is correct, whether the loiva sold his kakos to the lokech before the malva got the shtar or after, you're not sure, because you don't remember when that king was appointed. The Gemara is explaining why does it make sense to have a cutoff point? That the Malchi Yisrael, when it comes Echad Ben Issen, that's Rosh Hashanah, Malchi Yisrael, Echad Ben Issen. I need a cutoff point whenever he was appointed king. He was appointed king, the government began July 4th. So every year, July 4th, you start a new year. So we don't do that. We say, July 4th is a Goyish government in America. George Washington is the president. When it comes Rosh Hashanah, it's already second year of George Washington's presidency. You don't say next year, July 4th. You don't say how many years since our Kamas Amdina and Eretz Yisrael, hey year. You don't go hey year to hey year. You go a cutoff point, which Chodesh Nissan is the beginning of the new year. So Rashi explains in the Gemara, why do they make a cutoff point? Why do they just say, in America is July 4th, and Eretz Yisrael is Hey Year, and whenever a king was appointed, so Rashi says, we may forget when the king was appointed, then we won't remember exactly when the king's government began, and we'll have a fake whether the Lord sold the karka to the Lekuchas before the Malva had the shtar or after. If he sold the karka to Lukuchas before the malva got the shtar, then the malva can't collect it. If the karka was sold to the Lukuchas after the malva got the shtar, then the karka will be included in the shibin achas. So Rashi writes, whenever you're not sure, you cannot collect from the Lukuchas. So Tesis shows, there's a Gemara Fakir. Whenever you're not sure, we say the shtar is made on itself, and it is kosher. So what does Rashi do with that Gemara? This shows that Rashi is wrong. Whenever you have a suffix on a shtar halvoy, whether it's meaningful or not, you say you do collect. You don't say amotzi mechaveh alav haraya. So what are they fighting about? The Rabbi of Soloveitchik explains, it's lishitosam on the last line on the page, the last thesis. We have two klolim that seem to contradict each other. On the one hand, we have a klal, amotzi mechaveh alav haraya, yad bal ashtar ala tachtoina. If you're not sure what's included in the shtar, on the other hand, we have a klal. The shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. The shtar is made not only shalova, shtar is made shaloi pora. Since you probably didn't pay up yet, we say not only the Yabachazok, Aruba the Lesa Kamon, that he didn't pay up yet, it's included in the Haggadah of the shtar that he didn't pay up. It's not that the malva is moitzi mamon based on the roif. Rabbi Kivegu is kasha, ein hochma manachra. No, whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar and is collecting from the loiva based on the shtar. So you have two rules that contradict each other. So Rabbi Obala says the answer to the contradiction is simple. If the shtar will not be meaningful at all, then you say the shtar is made on itself, then it's kasha. So Rashi's opinion is that a shtar yichov ha-mugdamim, if it's a shtar mugdam, is a good shtar. The Mishnah says it's psulim, they can't collect from the lukuchas. It's no good for collecting from the lukuchas because it has the wrong date. But it is a good shtar, and the loive cannot say paraiti. So according to Rashi, if we're not sure whether the halvoed, whether the shtar preceded the mechira, then loiva sold karkoes to the lekech. You're not sure that the loiva sold the karka before or after. Even if it turns out that the loiva sold the karka before and it's not included in the Haggadah Seder, the shtar still good. Even if it turns out that the shtar has the wrong date on it, it's still a kosher shtar. It's still a good shtar to collect from Minei. The shtar of HaMikdamim is only possible with respect to Gvi'a from Lekuch, but it is a good shtar. So you're discussing, you're not discussing, is the shtar kosher apostle? Does it include a lot or does it include a little? So then we apply the second cloud, Yad Baal HaShtar, Baal HaTachtayna. We're not sure how much is included. So you say, HaMoitza Machaveh Olav HaRayah. It doesn't include that much. But if according to this is the Shitasmol, that Yad HaShtar Mugdam, it's worthless, meaningless, zero. The Shtar is garnished. So a man has a Shtar. We're not sure whether the Shtar is of value or it's worthless. So then you say, our Shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. So whenever there's a suffix, if it's a Mugdam, and the Malva claims it's not a Mugdam, he says the date is a correct date, and we're not so convinced that he's telling the truth. So then we say, all of that is included in Shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. So that's how Bevel explains the two tesis in our Lashitosan. According to Rashi, that the Shtar of HaMugdamim are not psudim legambe, it's not valuable. It's not a value to collect from the lekuchas, but it is a good shtar as far as the halva is concerned. So then, the other whether it even includes more, then you say Yad Baal HaShtar Alach Tachtayna. But according to Tesis, if you have a shtar mukdam, the whole thing is possum nikolako, the under possum, and the best is not sure it's mukdam. Then we say shtar is made in itself, that it's kosher. So that's a rich topic of shtaris. Rav Soloveitchik, that was one of his favorite topics to talk about shtaris, and this is one of his recurrent themes. Shtar is made on itself that it's kosher, and a shtar includes much more than what the witnesses sign. This is all he said from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, but much of it is already in the Nesivos, quoting it from the Pnei Yeshua.
Can Rebbe just please explain quickly in terms of how Rabbi Akiva only allowed one aid for?
It's a big problem. The problem runs as follows. There is a sugya, let me formulate what the problem is. There is a sugya in Yevamos on Daf Peches, Peites, Tzadik. It goes on and on and on. Yesh koch b'yad chacham. That's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Zachari Mos. That Ushmatem is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeris Mishmati. That's how the Gemara Chofalov, the Gemara interprets that pasuk. The opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Anshik Nesag Doyla, Moshe Kibbutar Messina, Anshik Nesag Doyla, there was a body of Rabbonim at the beginning of the Baisheni period that consisted of 120 Rabbonim. So the Anshik Nesag Doyla had three mottos, Haymar, Moshlosh, Shadvorm. One of them was, Ases Yoglatar. In the Baishri period, that's when they made a lot of siyogim. They didn't have so many siyogim in the Baishri. Shlomo HaMelech introduced the Netilus Yadayim Letrume, and he introduced Erev Chatzeres, but they were in Muktzeh, when David HaMelech died, he died on Shabbos, there was an issue of Muktzeh, but there weren't so many more Gzeres Rabbanim. The Ruba, the Baal HaTanya writes, the Ruba of all of the Gzeres Rabbanim were made in the Baishri period, by the Anshei Knes HaGdol, and then Asei Siyog Later. So the Gemara said that's based on Ushmatem is Mishmati. Do the Rabbanim have the right to make a Gzera the Rabbanim to be Oiker a din in the Torah? They make a din. You're not allowed to carry in a Carmelist. Menator, you're permitted to carry. But the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to carry. They made a din. Menator, if you're a writer, you're permitted to write with your left hand on Shabbos. But the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to write with your left hand. They made a million and one Gzeras the Rabbanim. Basa B'chalo, Menator is only flesh. And the Rabbanim, they are some chicken. So they made a lot of din in the Rabbanim. So they have the right to make a gzera de rabbanon to be oiker a mitzvah. They have the right to say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't allow you to blow shofar. So the Gemara says, yes, they did it. Make gzera. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. And many like that, if you wear a beged shel, a four-cornered garment that's made from linen, not allowed to put in tzitzis, we paskin like Meshama, you're not allowed to put in tzitzis because he may put in chelis and it'll be imitation chelis and it'll be shatans. Shaloba makamitzvah. So there's a whole bunch of examples, many examples. Yeshkech, Yachachamim, Laka, they have a right to make Rishmarta, Mishmarti, to make Xera de Rabbanan, because they're concerned people, Mishmarti, people will violate Chil Shabbos or violate Shatans or whatever. So they even tell you to the extent not to fulfill the mitzvah. So then the Gemara has a long discussion. Does the best even have authority to make Xera de Rabbanan, Bakiras, Dav, Manatar, Bikum, the Yasei? Do they have the ability to allow an Esh Yisish to remarry? Here they tell you, don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. And don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis when you have a four-cornered garment made from linen, from pishtan. Do they have the right to tell you that you're allowed to violate the sinof? When our Turkish, with the Rabbanon, we have a whole concern, so we're going to allow you to remarry. So the Bavli has a long discussion. The Bavli, back and forth, back and forth. The final conclusion is no. Only b'shei v'al ta'ase. Rabbi Yisrael points out the Yushami seems to come to the other conclusion. The other opinion in the Bavli that was rejected by the Bavli. Yeshkach v'al chacham lakar afilu b'kum v'yasei. But the Bavli comes to the conclusion. Eikach lakar. So that's the question. Should have a big shaskak at the time of the Roman persecution. There were people who were dying every day in a dungeon, and there weren't any Edom at all. And those wives would be stuck for life, unless they get the dead body, unless you have someone who knows. So how did they have the right if menator? The din requires that you need two kosher Edom to say it's kosher. You need two Edom to say the husband is not alive. So how did they allow a woman to remarry based on Edom? So the Pnei Yeshua, who lived in the 1700s, came up with the following idea. Pnei Yeshua, during his lifetime, was known as a big Pesach. And Rabbi Yonah Sinebishitz was known as a big Baal Pilpul. And the history of Seba, they explained that each one decided to write a Sefer to show the world that I know the other also. So the Pnei Yeshua was known as a big Pesach. He wrote Sefer Pilpul. We have very little from him, I'm sorry. And the Rabbi Yonah Sinebishitz, who was known during his lifetime for Pilpul, he wrote Psak. He wrote the Tumim Machoshim Mishpat Kesei Plesi on Yeridei. So he went down in history as if he was a Plesi, but during his lifetime, he was known as a big Baal Pilpul. So the Pnei Yeshua, during his lifetime, is known as a big Baal Pilpul. And he came up with the following Einfal. And then the Rebbe Yehuda quotes it, and he says, Kvahara Zaken, the Pnei Yeshua was his son, Rabbani, who was older than him, and this was his position. So this we follow position of the Pnei Yeshua. The Sifrei has a comment on the pasuk Le'yakim Enesh Chalav Chachas Chachas Hashvichta Alishnayim Eidim Al Pishloshet in Yisamis, etc. So it says Le'yakim Erechad Be'ish. So the Sifrei has a drasha. Erechad is not believed on Ish, but on Isha, Erechad is believed. What does that mean? So the Pnei Yeshua interpreted that what it means is Erechad is Neman Ames Bailo. That didn't matter. So what's the whole discussion in the Gemara? The Gemara has a whole discussion. How do we believe in Eid Echad? It's a Dov should be Erva. You should need two Eidim. What do you mean, how do you believe? It's a Drosh and the Sifrei. And the Gemara gives two different explanations. Why do you believe in Eid Echad? Either because it's a Milsa David Leglui Loi Meshakri Inchi. People would be afraid to testify falsely because they're going to get caught in a lie. So people are going to say, what a liar. He testified the husband is dead. Here the husband came back alive. So it's either because Milsa David the witnesses would be afraid to testify falsely that they'll get caught in a lie, or because Isha Daika Mitzvah, the woman knows that this is a serious issue, and we tell her in advance, if it turns out that you're going to remarry and your husband is going to come back alive, if it turns out that the husband is still alive, you're going to be in big trouble. You're going to have to get divorced from the first husband, from the second husband. The children from the second husband will be mamzerim. And if you go back and remarry your first husband, the children will also be mamzerim. Nobody pays you any ksube, and no mezonos, no balos, a whole series of penalties. So it's because we assume Isha like I mentioned. So what did the Gemara give a whole discussion? Why the Erechad is believed? They should have said it's a pasuk. Le'yakam Erechad de'isha v'be'isha kamhu. So the Pnei Yeshua's discussion was, why didn't the Chachamim make a Chumra Midirabbanim? Usually they introduce Maila Biyuchsin. So they should be Shem Chumah. They should introduce rapidly. The Gemara's explanation, I will just explain why we left it on a din deraisa the kula. Deraisa leyakam echad biish. Why did we leave it like that? Why didn't we introduce a chumah with the abana? So the Gemara gave the two explanations. Others interpret that the Sifrei didn't mean that at all. Totally different topic. When you ascertain, when you're trying to ascertain that a girl is a bas mitzvah, so it's not enough shonim, not enough that the girl is 12 years old, needs imam, shashis iris, and eva erbo. So why are you going to have two men look at her body? You're not going to do that. She's going to undress in front of two religious men, and they're going to say she has shashis iris. So the Gemara says, we believe a woman also. If a woman says that the girl has to be believe her because it's a ruba de leisa kaman, most of the girls who reach the age of 12 are going to have shtei saris anyway. So mikra din rely on the ruba de leisa kaman, she probably is a gedolah. So therefore, even though midirabbanan, you should really have edim, so it's maspik, it's sufficient if women testify. That's what it means, layaka merechet beisha, abu beisha kam, doesn't go isha to be mater agunas. If the husband is dead, whether the husband is dead or not, isha to ascertain that she's a gedayla, that she has shtei saris, that you don't need two kosher edim. A whole different pshat than the sifrei. So the question is, if that's not what the sifrei meant, so what is the hetter based on? So the Gemara says it's based on isha daika uminsuva aruba lalisa kamon. A woman would never risk it to remarry unless she researched the whole matter, and she's fully convinced in her own heart that her husband is dead, or because should the Edom would, the Edechud would never testify on something that he may get caught red-handed in a lie. So that's questionable. He may get caught red-handed in a lie. The Gemara has it by Edech Nema B'Yisurim, the Gemara has it. A Nochri is selling eggs. He tells me these are eggs from chicken eggs, hens, eggs from a hen. But by looking at the outside of the egg, you can't tell, maybe it's from a non-kosher bird. And an egg from a non-kosher bird is also bachila. The Gemara says in Perek of the Treifas, basayana doesn't mean the female ostrich, it means the beitzas hayana. Beitzas haftame is also. So how do you know that the Nochri is telling the truth? The Nochri doesn't have to keep kosher, so he's not neman on kashrus. How can I buy eggs from a Nochri? And he tells me that it's eggs from a hen. Maybe it's eggs from an eagle, and they're not kosher. So the answer is, when I go home and I crack open the eggs, 2 minutes, I'll buy the eggs in the store, go home, I'll crack it open. When you open up the egg, you can tell right away whether it's from a kosher bird or non-kosher bird. There's a big difference in what I can tell. So the Gemara says, the guy is not going to tell me a lie if he knows he can get caught in a lie in 2 minutes. I'll go home, I'll crack it open, I'll see it's from that kosher bird. Come back in the street and I'll get my money back and I'll buy eggs by him. He's a liar. All the eggs are from an non-kosher bird. So the guy is not going to tell a lie to say that it's from a kosher bird because he got caught within 2 minutes. But let's say the husband is missing for the last 5 years. And then Erecha comes and he says, Meis Baila. The husband hasn't shown up in 5 years, and maybe he feels better, maybe he's not a lie. Who says it's not about that he's going to get caught in the lie? So he can get caught immediately in the lie. Not in the 5 years, he may get caught. So that's very questionable. How do we rely on these? So the Gemara says that Mishum Igun Akila Berabon. So what does that mean? What do you mean? So Rashi writes in the end of Masechet Shabbos that is based on the principle of Apkin Rabbanim Kedushim Minei. The Rabbanim want to allow the woman to remarry based on Eid Echad, so they have a right to declare that we're mafkia the marriage. She was never married to the first husband, even though she got married 50 years ago. The Bezdin can declare today Apkin Rabbanim Kedushim Minei. So that's so most of the Rishonim disagree with Dei Rashi. They say, wouldn't it appear so from the Gemara that is based on Afkin Rabbani Kedushim Minei? So most of them say something. Pardon me?
Rashi's saying it's Lamafreya, not a Kedushim?
Yeah, Rashi says it's Zikloi Muslim Afreya. She was never married to the first husband. So that's what all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. So why does it say in the Mishnah, if we allowed a woman to remarry based on it, and then comes back, so she has to get divorced from the first husband, from the second husband. Why does she have to get divorced? It was apparently Rashi thinks it's Akina Kol's mom, we don't know whether it's true or not. But once it's said that it's not true, the husband is not dead, then we don't say Akina. That's a funny Akina. But it's Akina to allow it to remarry. Then if the husband is still alive, then he can't go back to you. You can go back and forth in both directions. That's problematic. That's the big problem. How does it work? That's the discussion in the Rishonim and the Achrayim. It's a big discussion. Okay. Lynette, tomorrow we will continue on base on base.
Can you ask about the star?
Sure.
The star is made on itself?
Yes.
That's... If the star is kosher based on a roiv of lechotze finish, etc., then how could we're not moitzi mamon with the roiv? Then how could the star, which is only based on that roiv, be more powerful than the roiv itself?
That's a chiddush in Hilchos Shtar, that the star not only testifies on what the yedim knew was true at the time that they signed, it includes much more. The yedim decided before the story. All that is chiddush. That's the parsha of Shtar in the Torah. That's a parsha of Shtar in the Torah. The common practice today is that the woman does not. It's not a svara. We assume that that's included in the shtar. Otherwise, it can. That's what Reish Lakish says. Eid machzuma al shtar. Nasi kemishin nechrei dusin lebez. The whole need for kiyum shtar is only by the rabbanon. The Rashi writes why? Because lechotzi finish liziyufe. So that's a ruba d'leisa kamon. So yemotzi mama based on ruba d'leisa kamon. That's like Rabbi Kevegar asked. How do you say? You collect with a milva b'shtar, but the Levi says parua. So you say, no, you don't believe him because shtachav yodim adba. It's only a raiv. How can you collect? So Baruch Be'er quotes from Abchaim, whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included, and I'll go to say that there's a shtar, because every shtar is based on that. The fact that kiyum shtar is his lav b'raisa, so Rashi writes, because l'chatz finish l'ziyufa. Raiv people will not forge a document. So whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included, and Haggadah say this Adushtar. That's what the Gemara says. If two Edim say that the Halva never happened, and the two Edim say the Shtar is Mezuyev, so we call it Treyu Trey. Why is it Treyu Trey? Because the Shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. And if the Edim who signed the Shtar come, and they say that they signed Eid Sheker, the Gemara says, Kim Shigit Shuvin HaChayzer HaMagid. The Shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. When they back out and they say not so, so they're contradicting what they signed originally, even though we don't know. The Edom come and they say the whole thing is a ziyuf. They say not on the level of their Isa, the shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher.
The chiddush. Yeah. Not a
svara at all. I don't think it's a svara at all.
Can I go back to the Pnei Yeshua's kasha in the beginning?
Sure.
Is that a Gemara that all these nidainim about roiv by mammon etc. are all learned out of the pasuk of mi balgram yigash shalem? They're not about svaras.
The Yerushalmi says hamotz machral avray is based on the pasuk mi balgram yigash shalem yagishvay. The Bavli and Bava Kama daf manvav suggested and then rejects it because it's a svara. So the Pnei Yeshua says it's a svara. The basic thing is a svara, but once you get to all the Gemaras and Shas, so many details, and they're all based on Amot and Mechaveh Alav Haraya, he thinks it cannot be everything is a svar. It has to be that it's Gzeres HaKosev.
The Gzeres HaKosev, he's assuming, is this Pasuk, Nibal Dvarim?
Yeah. The Yerushalmi says like that, yeah. There's a B'feri Peshit Mukubetzis at the end of the first parak in Ksubis, the Shesh Maitzik quotes it. The Peshit Mukubetzis says, Ein Holcha B'mamen Acher HaRoiv is only by Jews, if the Mukhzik, if the Nitva is Jewish. But if the nitva is a nochri, then you are motzi mammon based on a rav. So you see, it's not a svara. If it's a svara, it should apply equally to a Jew and a non-Jew. It's a gzeres hakosov of muchzok. And this institution, this concept of muchzokis, was only formulated mibadvar migash alein by Jews. By nochrim, there's no concept of muchzok. So bori v'shem would be good lahoitzi, and roiv would be good lahoitzi. A lot of dinim will be different by b'nei noach than from Israel. Because this, the Shittim Gebetz says, they explain a Gemara like that. The Rav is good to be Moitzi Mamon from Anachri because the concept of the Gezeres HaKazu HaMuchzok was never formulated by Bnei Noach. It's only by Yisrael. Yeah, the Pashtus and the Rishonim is like the Bnei Yishon, not like Reb Shimon Shkop.
I think in a few places the Tosa has a lotion like Shtar Gomer. Does he see Mechalik with different type of Shtaris with this lotion, with this din?
What do you mean Shtar Gomer?
The Tosa says, I have to remember where, but the Tosa says like there's a difference between a Shtar and a Shtar Gomer. You remember? I have to find it. I'm just wondering if Mechalik, do we find in this Velva, whatever, different types of Shtaris, or this rule is by all? The Chaim is by all Shtaris?
Yeah, I think so. The Nesivos just explains whatever the Edom knew at the time that they signed, that's outright Haggadah Seder, that's one level. Whatever is assumed to be so, because Mistamakol Bechshenaseh, so if the Edom come later on and they say it's not so, then you know, that you wouldn't call Treyu Trey. That you wouldn't call Treyu Trey. Let's say the Malva is holding on to the Shtar and he says, Shtoch B'yodah, my boy, you didn't pay back. And then two Edom come and they say, Torah, and he didn't pay back. So you're going to say it's Trey or Trey. So you don't say it's Trey or Trey. Whenever you have two living Edom come and they say the Loiva did pay up, then you say, in that case, it's you don't say Mistameh, it's included that he didn't pay. Two Edom came and they said that it is Paruah. So it said, then it's not included in the Haggadah Seder. But Kozman, that it's probably the case, Kozman, that the Rav is, that he probably didn't pay back. So then I say it's included in the Haggadah Seder, said the Shtar. But once you have two Edom come and say it's not true, so it's not so. You don't call the Trey Trey.
Velvel here is saying just that this Tosis is Lashitosov.
Right. On the bottom line in Tosis, they hold that if you have a Shtar Mugdam, it's Pasul Lagamre.
That's right.
So then if you have a Sufik, if it's kosher or not, say a Shtar is always made on itself, that it's kosher. But Rashi, the Shitas holds that even if you have a Shtar Mugdam, it is it's no good Shtar Mugdam from the Kuchas. But it does give Haggadah Seder. So then you have a Shtar, just don't know, does it include a lot or a little? So then you say, Yad Bal HaShtar, Allah Tachtayna. And you say, it doesn't include as much as you'd like it to include. That's what Abdabal explains, and said, that's the safer they put out the year after he tested the world. Very good. Yeah, very thin safe. Okay, tomorrow we will continue.
Rebbe, this is one question. You mentioned on invitations to weddings with the Hakamas Hamadina that they don't count it right from the year.
Right, that she really changed, not at her year, that she changed her Rosh Chodesh Nissan. If he would have said...
Should be when? I'm sorry.
At Rosh Chodesh Nissan that she changed. If we would have said that Echad B'Nissan Rosh Hashanah L'Malchisa was a minig, a convention. So we have a different convention today. We want to switch a heyer. Yeah. But the Ran says it's a mitzvah. The Ran says it's included in the Gzeres HaKosov, Achorish Nesalachem Rosh Chodashim. Just like Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so Malchus, so all Jewish history begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So even
so
today...
It shouldn't say, hey, here, it should say what?
No, after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you should write the next year the Hakamas HaMedina. A lot of people write on bar mitzvah invitations, the wedding invitation. They write how many years it is since, which year of since Hakamas HaMedina. So they should change the year number, not hey, year. Unless they don't think that it's a Jewish government. Unless they're not convinced that it's a Malchus Yisrael. Okay. That's what to discuss. Okay. We have to get to the next Gemara. The Gemara talks about it. Sometimes the same government is called Malchus U'Masal Machna. We'll have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Those people aren't writing from Hagar anyway.
Okay. Correct?
And what about tzitzis? If you put tzitzis into a beged, which is pishtun.
Yes.
And that's not a deraisa, right? I mean, it has to... Be, you know,
there is a yamachiv to put tzitzis in the beged shel pishtun, but that's a machlekes beishamay b'silul. That's one of the six cases where we pass on like beishamay. Tosfos quotes from Absider Avamram Goyen in the Dav Gimel Amud Aleph in Sukkah. There's a quote for Siddur Rav Amram. There were only six cases where we passed like Bishamai. There were the Yudches Dover, 18 Zeris, that the Bishamai outvoted Basilo. So the Gemara said the next day when the Basilo came back to the Beis Medrash, they agreed to the 18 Zeris. So those 18 cases, of course, we passed like Bishamai. Basilo agreed with them. But the cases where they disagreed. So one of the cases was a Beged Shel Pishton. The Chachamim said you're not allowed to put on tzitzis at all. So Minatari Muchayib to put on tzitzis, but Midrabanan they prohibited putting on tzitzis in a Beged Shel Pishton.
But that wouldn't be shatnez. I mean, that's not real shatnez. I mean, if you put tzitzis, which you'd send them into a Beged, you know, of Pishton, that's not really. Not shatnez on a deraisa level.
No, the Gemara said that shatnez on the deraisa level. That's how we learn at the din of Esed Dechaloy Sese. Because those psukim are next to each other. Chumish Dvar Midarshan Smuchim. Call it Tarkula, the Gemara says, Darshan Smuchim. Chumish Dvar Midarshan. So you have two psukim, the many, 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 many famous dinim that are based on Smuchim. Chumish Dvar, one of the many. So you have the two psukim, Gdilin Tasa Lecho.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's not on. It has to be woven together. Putting it in is not. It's not woven. It's not.
Rashi. That's what Rashi says.
Yeah, that's Rashi. Yes.
Tosfos disagrees with Rashi because of this Gemara. Tosfos you see in the Gemara that if you tie a chut shel zemer into a beged shel pishton, it is shatnez deraisa. So you see that zemer. You see that shua tavi benu.
And that's how we pass
in. The pishtim should be woven together. Each one should be shua tavi benuz, but they don't have to be shua tavi benuz together. That's how, exactly. Your kasha is our taisa disproves Rashi's pshat and shua tavi benuz. Yeah, we assume that a shatan is there, right?
So we don't pass it like Rashi.
No. Taisa's time is against the Gemara.
Okay, shkoyach.
Very good. Okay.
May I please ask you a question?
Sure.
The Chuvas Haran, you said, does he hold Gepa Korchav? Did you say it's the Raisa?
Right, he holds that it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pischa Chuva quotes him from the Beis Yosef. Yeah. He holds that the husband to be Megarish, his wife, Al Korchai, is a Misa de Raisa, because when he got married, he promised to love, honor, and cherish her. So it means he's not going to divorce her, Al Korchav.
Uh-huh. So that's like a netter? It's a netter? Or
yeah, commitment, yeah.
A commitment, uh-huh. Okay. All right, thank you.
Rabbi, where can you find the Brisker of?
There's a sefer that they printed the year after he passed away. He passed away on Leil Yom Kippur. So a year later, they printed a thin little sefer just on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. So this is one of the few things that he has on Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good.
Other than a get isha and shtar shichra and a shtar kedushin, how do we know that there's such a concept of a shtar by mamonis midiraisa?
The pasuk in Yirmiyah says that when he bought the field from his cousin, he wrote a sefer gold and a sefer chosim. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk. That's shtar kinyan for karka. Karka's nickness is shtar. Is based on that pasuk. Very good.
Rabbi, can I ask a question from yesterday?
Sure.
Rashi says, "Lashmitin de leovlos, mishanichnas tishrei aser lacharosh velizro min atorah."
Yes.
Does the old Tosefes Shvius is not the Raisa?
Yeah, it's a different discussion. Even if there is Tosefes Shvius, the Raisa, but the lav only begins from Rosh Hashanah. Tosefes Shvius will be an essay. Won't be a lav like Tosefes Yom Kippur. The Gemara says you're not chayv koris on it. The seven shvi's may be derisive, but there won't be a love. Very good.
Thank you, Abby.
Okay, we will continue tomorrow.
Thank you.
Then, please.